from ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. The first ever meeting between dissidents and the Czechoslovak communist government has concluded, and the meeting has had some positive results with an unlikely trio of top Czechoslovak leaders speaking to a rally in Wenceslas Square. Joining us live from Prague is Sue Masterman. Sue, first of all, what about that trio speaking to the rally?
Well, indeed, it was an astonishing sight, and it still is. The result of those discussions was an invitation by the Civic Forum opposition movement to the Prime Minister, Adamec, to come and talk to this vast crowd, maybe up to 500,000. And not only that, it's being streamed live on Czechoslovak television, so there's 15 million people who are watching. And he's been standing here beside leading dissident Václav Havel and the deposed leader, Alexander Dubček.
Sue, what about the general strike the dissidents have called for tomorrow?
The strike is on. It will be symbolic in some cases. They're very anxious. Everyone is anxious not to disrupt the country, not to damage the economy any further than it is damaged already. So there will be a strike. People will stop work for 2 hours, but it won't be more than that. Although the dissidents have asked the strike committees to remain on the alert for the near future.
One more question briefly. What about political prisoners, a key demand of the dissidents?
The political prisoners' release is indeed the key demand, and after the discussions today, the Civic Forum said that they hoped that 18 more who are on their list might be released before tomorrow, but there's no certainty about it yet.
Thank you very much. Sue Masterman joining us live from Prague. I'll have more after this.
AIDS has been called the greatest health threat of the century. It's also been called a quack's dream come true. I'm Diane Ward for your Better Business Bureau. While the drug AZT may slow the effects of AIDS, there's no cure yet for the disease. But that hasn't stopped medical quacks from promoting so-called cures such as processed algae, snake venom, garlic pills, and hydrogen peroxide. And the list goes on and on. Some of the products themselves are life-threatening, such as pills containing lead and chromium that can cause anemia, central nervous system problems, and kidney failure. So watch out for promotions that use the words miraculous or foolproof and promise cures at a very high price. Some quacks even claim their products prevent AIDS, which may lull high-risk groups who buy them into a false sense of security. To avoid AIDS fraud, check out any treatment with your doctor or local Food and Drug Administration office. Remember, if a cure for AIDS is found, it'll make national headlines. Until then, the only thing medical quacks can sell is false hope. This message is brought to you by the members of the Better Business Bureau.
Two Colombian drug lords have apparently escaped after a police raid on their ranch hideout. Police found several speedboats along a river and some horses at different points around that ranch. In the end, however, Pablo Escobar and Jorge Ochoa used the easiest and simplest way out. While their guards held off Colombian police with machine guns, they ran full speed in their underwear through a cane field and into the thick tropical jungle nearby. Officials at the Johnson Space Center in Houston say they are planning on the shuttle Discovery to land tonight in California on schedule. That's as of now. Weather could be a problem, and current forecasts call for crosswinds a bit higher than the maximum allowed for a crosswind shuttle landing at night. And speaking of space, our Dave Barrett recently took in the first World Stamp Exposition in Washington, where he learned about hopes for a manned mission to Mars.
How do you plan a U.S.-Soviet mission to Mars?
I don't think it's sitting down and trying to design together one spacecraft.
Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin helped unveil new space stamps at the World Stamp Expo in Washington. Cosmonaut Garmin Titov did that, too. He said a trip to Mars is possible.
The joint flight to Mars and landing on Mars would require joint cooperative measures of our people here on Earth.
For people back home, Buzz Aldrin said stamps often help express
that human quest to go somewhere else where no one has gone before.
Dave Barrett, ABC News.
This is ABC News. Japan is preparing to send a large-scale mission to Vietnam to promote cultural relations between the two countries. A newspaper in Tokyo says the government believes that improving relations will contribute to peace and stability in Indochina. The report also says Japan is planning to support reforms being promoted by the Communist Party in Vietnam. Japan cut off developmental aid to Hanoi in the wake of Vietnam's invasion of Cambodia in late 78. Since then, Japan has given Vietnam only $864,000 in aid. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Walker.